broadcasting live across the great state of Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we got a great show coming up for you here over the next couple of hours. Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, usually joins us about once a month. We do a monthly check-in with the head of the Montana GOP. We've offered up the same opportunity to the head of the Montana Democrat Party as well, but they really don't like taking your phone calls. They do not want to be questioned. They do not want to be held accountable. They can just go to the rest of the fake news media and get their talking points copied and pasted in. So why would they take your phone calls? Why would they want to open themselves up to questioning from you? But yeah, going to be great to have Don Kay with us here in just a few minutes. He'll be joining us, I believe, from the fish, from Whitefish, Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. And then, we'll take your phone calls when Don Kay is with us. Probably get to some open phones time later in the hour as well. And then in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, we got State Senator Daniel Zolnikoff. He's going to be with us in the House. He's really been one of the leaders when it comes to privacy protections and getting privacy protections signed into law here in Montana. He got it done under a Democrat governor. He's getting more done now under a Republican governor as well. And really, Montana has been leading the way when it comes to these privacy protections. So we'll catch up with Daniel Zolnikoff about that and much more in the next hour of the program. This was pretty cool. Before we get up and rolling, talking about the big news stories of the day here on the show for you here, I was, you know, walking down the hall, going, filling up my cup of coffee here before we get the 8 o'clock hour of the show up and running, and I run into our producer, Travis, and he's grabbing this big party dish, this big bowl, this big party bowl off of the top of the fridge in the break room here of the radio stations. I said, oh, you got a party platter you're putting together here? Hey, what's going on? And he said, no, we're already getting nominations. So he's got the bowl together. He's going to be throwing in your nominations into this bowl. Here's the cool deal. So you heard a couple of weeks ago, we had Matthew McDonald and Jake Penwell call into the show. They're putting on this big air show. And there's going to be people from all over the country that are going to be flying into Billings, Montana in August. The Navy Blue Angels are going to be there. An F-35 is going to be there. It's going to be an incredible air show, right? People coming in from all over the country to see this thing. And we have 4 VIP passes to give away for free. We're talking about free food, free beverages. You're going to be in the VIP tent area, seating right up close. I mean, this is all inclusive. It's an incredible deal. But here's what we want to do. We want you to nominate military, veterans, law enforcement. We want you and put in a good write-up of why you're nominating these folks as well. And message us on our Montana Talks app. And then next Freedom Friday, we'll have our friend George Blackard come in and join us here and give the announcement and help pick the winners. Since we've got 4 tickets, we'll probably pick 2 winners. That way they can bring a spouse or a friend or a family member with them as well into that VIP tent. So, yeah, message us on the Montana Talks app if you've got a nomination for who you'd like to see, veteran, law enforcement, you name it, to be nominated.
Medicare benefits check. As easy as, that's 800-730-8405.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So symbolic this fall yesterday at the U.S. Air Force Academy by Joe Biden. Joe Biden, for those of you who missed it, if you saw the video, I mean, I saw this video yesterday afternoon. One of our new colleagues, Bill Stewart, sent it my direction yesterday afternoon. I was off at a kid's function at school. And he sent me the video. I was like, holy cow. I shared it on Twitter and just said, yikes. When you watch this video of Joe Biden falling on his face at the U.S. Air Force Academy, where he was there handing out diplomas to the newly graduated cadets, the soon to be commissioned second lieutenants serving in the Air Force and in the Space Force. And it was just so, as I reflected on it over the past 12 hours or so, it was just so symbolic of the fall that our country has seen since Joe Biden became the president of the United States. I mean, you look at the strength of America when it came to energy production. You know, and America was energy dominant under Donald J. Trump. And you look at foreign policy, our strength on the world stage, where historic peace agreement after peace agreement after peace agreement was being signed between our friends in Israel and all of these Arab nations, right? And you notice Russia wasn't invading other countries like Ukraine when Donald J. Trump was president of the United States. But because of this weakness, because of what this perceived fall of America under Joe Biden that is seen on the world stage, the sharks circled. They started circling, especially after this disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, and they saw that as their time to strike. And China's been on the march ever since they shut down the world with their COVID-19. And Russia, well, we all know they've been on the march as well. But, yeah, I know there's a number of different reactions folks are having now to yet this latest stumble by Joe Biden. Not only did he fall to the ground at the Air Force Academy yesterday, but he struggled to get back up on his feet. He couldn't, I've fallen and I can't get up. He could not get back up on his own. They had three men had to come over and help him get back up to his feet after this trip at the Air Force Academy graduation ceremony yesterday. And then, according to the Sun, the UK Sun had a report that he also bumped his head on the way out of the helicopter when he was departing from Marine One, heading back to the White House as well. So that's just some of the latest news there. Getting some messages from our listeners on our Montana Talks app this morning. Violet in Kalispell says, regarding the Biden speech at the graduation, he couldn't even remember the word airplane. Tom in Broadview sent me an email, and Tom in Broadview, he had this to say when it comes to Joe Biden's fall at the Air Force Academy. You know, Biden is now trying to laugh it off and say, well, somebody put a sandbag there in front of me. Okay, well, you know who's responsible for setting up the stage at events like this when the president of the United States is there? The White House advance team. So did his own team sandbag him? That's my question, because they're the ones that are responsible for setting up a stage at any presidential events. The advance team goes in days early, and they make sure everything is set up and coordinated just right. So did they sandbag him? Anyway, Tom in Broadview says, hey, do you think it was Corn Pop that sandbagged Biden at the Air Force Academy? What a buffoon, Tom writes. The leader of the free world, a total disgrace. Here's the story from Fox News Radio.
President Biden taking a spill on stage at the Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado Springs just as the 3.5-hour ceremony concluded. Biden was not injured, according to the White House communications director, who tweeted, he's fine. There was a sandbag on stage while he was shaking hands. But the 80-year-old did not want to talk about it. Biden had remained standing as more than 900 graduates received diplomas, shaking hands with them all. But the incident highlights concerns shared by 66% of Americans, according to a recent Quinnipiac poll, believing Biden is too old to effectively serve another 4 years.
Yeah, and that was that poll came out. That poll was conducted before this dramatic fall at the U.S. Air Force Academy yesterday. I'd be interested in hearing Evan and Belt's take on this. I know he's one of our great U.S. Air Force listeners to the show here, because to me it was also a symbolic fall. In the fact that this happened in front of the U.S. Air Force Academy, look at what the Biden administration has done to drag the Air Force Academy through the mud, forcing the jab into the arms of the cadets, forcing the woke garbage down the throats of the cadets and the leadership there. And they had that fake white supremacy story that was a hoax. There was no white supremacists at the Air Force Academy, but they drug that academy through the mud, didn't they, before they got the facts, before they got the real story. And you think about everything they've done to push this garbage on the U.S. Air Force Academy. And so how kind of symbolic was it then that here he had this dramatic fall right in front of this very institution? And many have pointed to the decline, dare we say downfall, that we've seen in our national security posture here since Joe Biden became the president of the United States. Is this a symbolic fall on that front as well? That's a sign of the decline in our national security, in the decline in military recruitment, the decline in our economy, the decline when it comes to American energy dominance, which is symbolized in the increase in gas prices and other energy prices that we have seen since then. All right, we'll talk about that and more. We got Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, joining us here right after the break. Let's see. I know he's got a number of topics he's going to want to cover. We got a number of topics we're going to want to cover as well. One of them is this: another flip-flop from Flat Top. A flip-flop from Flat Top when it comes to student loan debt cancellation. We'll talk about that more right after this.
Here is your Montana news. Canadian wildfire fighters will receive assistance from Tim Sheehy and Bridger Aerospace. They have dispatched their full squadron of six Super Scooper aircraft to Nova Scotia on Thursday. Each plane is able to load in 1,500 gallons while skimming the surface of a body of water, then drop the water over a fire. KBZK reports that, according to Sheehy, a single plane and crew can make over 100 drops in a day. This is Bridger Aerospace's first international mission to fight fire. The jury trial of Leon Fort has begun for deliberate homicide in the 2011 death and dismemberment of John Kreitz. The two men had argued over property access northeast of Helena. Kreitz's remains were found in plastic bags scattered along the east side of McDonald Pass, and a skull found in 2012 many miles west of the area. KBZK reports that prosecution is using footage from a game camera of a June 2011 confrontation. And
stream them all now exclusively on BritBox. Endlessly intriguing. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here in News Talk 97.
Right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, so many different topics we can cover for you here this morning. California canceling cancel culture. That's an interesting one. William LaJeunesse had the story. I think it was around 7 o'clock this morning. William LaJeunesse had a little bit of that story for Fox News Radio and FoxNews.com. Remember when California under Gavin Newsom, the liberal pretty boy Gavin Newsom, he's like the Justin Trudeau of SoCal. When Gavin Newsom, they put a travel ban in effect. Hey, California state employees, you will not go to Montana. You will not travel to Montana, you California state employees, because, you know, they've got some books or some laws on the books when it comes to pro-life measures. And then they've got other laws on the books now when it comes to pushing back against this woke LGBTQ agenda targeting kids. So, hey, California public employees, you will not travel to states like Montana. Well, 7 years, the law preceded Newsom, but Newsom has been a big proponent of it, even though he himself has traveled to Montana multiple times, especially during the COVID-19 era. Apparently, he wanted a little more freedom than what was allowed in California at the time. But 7 years after California lawmakers passed a measure prohibiting public employees from traveling to states that passed laws it found objectionable, the Golden State is now moving forward with a repeal of its own travel ban. Why? Well, proponents say the ban hasn't worked, and they want to more easily spread the message of California liberalism across America. So, there you go. So not only is Target pulling back on some of their woke agenda after they lost $10 billion in 10 days, not only is Bud Light trying to pull back from some of the woke agenda, but now California is even realizing that their woke garbage isn't working either. Okay, let's go on to the flip-flop flat top here. Liberal Senator John Tester, the flip-flop flat top, the fake moderate. You know, it's an election year next year, so he has to pretend to be moderate now. If you didn't hear the big news yesterday, there was a vote to shut down Joe Biden's student loan debt forgiveness plan. And where basically you and I now have to pay off the student loans of these other kids who don't want to pay off their student loans. So I don't know about you, but I finally paid off my student loans, the remainder of my student loans. I was in Afghanistan serving in uniform at the time when I finally made my final student loan payment. So now I have to pay for some, you know, bearded man bun wonder 27-year-old teacher's aide assistant at some college somewhere. I have to pay for his student loan debt because he's been partying in college for the last 8 years to get a 4-year degree. Why do we have to pay for them, right? Anyway, it was all virtue signaling ahead of the 2024 elections, but we have yet another flip-flop from Liberal Senator John Tester. John Tester himself supported a student loan debt cancellation back in 2020. But see, next year is 2024, and he is up for re-election. So he wanted a virtue signal. So he actually voted against Biden's student loan debt plan yesterday, and it passed the full Senate as a result of Manchin, Sinema, and Tester. But don't worry, I know we have some Democrats that listen to this show out there. Don't you worry, because Jackie, who is a prominent Montana Democrat Party activist on Twitter, she wants to remind you it's an election year, the president will veto the bill, and the Democrats who voted for it know that. So even Jackie is reminding Democrats that, hey, John Tester is just a phony, fake, moderate who is flip-flopping once again to appeal to voters ahead of the election. Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, joining us from the fish, from Whitefish right now. Don Kay, great to hear from you.
Good morning, Aaron. It's always great to join you guys on Montana Talks. You know, I can't even really believe it's June already, and we're, we're getting towards 2024, you know, laptop morning, and grateful for to be on the show this morning. But last month, I just want to remind everybody that our supermajority wrapped up another successful legislative season. You know, before we dive into things, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Republican accomplishments for the 68th legislative session. So I haven't joined you on the radio for a while, so I wanted to catch up on that.
No, that's great. In fact, yesterday morning I caught up with Grover Norquist with Americans for Tax Reform, and, you know, obviously I was talking with him about the debt ceiling deal. By the way, the news on the debt ceiling deal is Montana Senator Steve Daines yesterday voted against it, the $4 trillion hike in the debt. Liberal Senator John Tester voted for it. So three out of the four of Montana's congressional delegation voted against the $4 trillion hike in the debt ceiling. Republicans Ryan Zinke, Matt Rosendale, and Steve Daines, and Liberal Senator John Tester voted in support of it. But no, you're right. But what Grover wanted to hear from me, when I was talking with him off air, he said, hey, tell me about everything that's coming out of Montana. I'm hearing you guys are getting some great things accomplished, lowering the tax rates, getting some tax rebates out there. So, yeah, it's getting recognized, the great work of the Montana legislature across the country.
Yeah, I think that's a really big part, you know, because Montana sent a supermajority to Helena with a conservative mandate, and this is what you got for it. You already mentioned a couple, so I won't reiterate those, but I do want to talk about the Republicans removed roadblocks to increase our housing supply so Montanans can better afford to live in the communities where they work. That was a big one. The 84 legislators carried over 180 red tape relief bills, and Republicans worked to pass bills to reduce that red tape in Montana. And Republicans also enacted bills that held our government accountable at all levels, you know, expanded educational opportunities for our youth. That was big. Defended our individual freedoms, which that's what our party's about, and continued to protect the Montana way of life. So, Republicans also delivered, as you mentioned, a big tax cut. Meanwhile, the far-left Democrats this session proposed $178 million in new wasteful spending. And, you know, just some disgraceful things there, and like advocating for children to surgically change their gender and advocate for more regulations, higher taxes, and job-killing red tape. You know, they want that red tape in there. But the Montana GOP is really grateful to our Republican legislators, Aaron, and, you know, Governor Gianforte and other elected Republican leaders who work hard every day to make Montana a better place. And while the legislative session might be over, I know there's a heck of a lot of work to do as we head into 24.
Well, you know, I mentioned that the $4 trillion debt hike that Liberal Senator John Tester voted in support of and the rest of Montana's delegation voted against. What a contrast, too, in what this Republican supermajority and governor have delivered and are continuing to deliver in Helena compared to Washington, D.C., with Democrats controlling the Senate and the White House still. Talking about debt in particular, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte recently touting the fact that Montana is now debt-free in 23. So, you know, we have a balanced budget requirement in Montana, whether there's a Democrat or a Republican governor, but not only did they balance the budget once again like they're supposed to, but they've given over $1 billion in tax relief and tax incentives, and they've gotten Montana debt-free in 23, a stark contrast to the $32 trillion-plus in debt that continues to pile up in Washington.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I heard you talking about the debt ceiling. And, you know, we talked about, you know, Zinke and Rosendale voted no. As you know, Daines has voted no. And, you know, our Montana delegation knows what's best for Montana, and their debt ceiling vote reflects that, I think. And, you know, but we can switch over to, as you mentioned, the I liked your article, that flip-flop flat-top deal where, Tester votes yes. Okay, so you have to ask yourself, you know, has Senator Tester changed? Has Senator Tester become a different person? And you know, that he's been in Washington, D.C. for so long. I think Zinke said it best. You know, the bill was not that bad. It contained modest but needed updates on energy permitting reforms and negotiated spending reduction. But it's just not enough for Montana. So why would flip-flop vote yes on this thing? You know, Washington, D.C. just needs a structural change in how our government operates to get back on the fundamental constitutional power. You know, our Montana congressman will continue to work to reduce spending and pull back government overregulations that's driving inflation and the debt. And, Aaron, you and I both know the Democrats' failed tax and spend policies caused the debt crisis to begin with. You know, if you really look at it, since President Biden took office in 2021, he and the House Democrats have increased the 10-year spending trajectory by $10 trillion. It's just unconscionable.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too. And by the way, coming up after our next break, I see we've got a great caller on the line, State Senator Tom McGilvery. We'll get to after the break if you can stand by, Senator. But talking with Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP. You know, thinking about it, too, John Tester's vote in support of that debt hike yesterday was yet another flip-flop. I mean, he's flip-flopped on Keystone XL Pipeline. He's flip-flopped on TikTok. He's flip-flopped on our southern border. He flip-flopped on student loans. His vote yesterday was also a flip-flop because he, along with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, said they would not negotiate when it comes to a debt ceiling bill. They said, no strings attached. We will not negotiate. Well, they just signed on to a negotiation that had a lot of strings attached. Agree or disagree, McCarthy was able to at least get something accomplished with that. Anyway, we'll get to actually hold that thought, Don Kay. I was hoping I could sneak him on there for a quick second, but I see we got to hit our hard break right now. So Don Kay, stand by. I'll get your take on that. Plus, we'll hear from State Senator Tom McGilvery right after this as well. Phone lines are open, 294-0970.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
USDA says American ag exports in fiscal year 23 are forecast at $181 billion. That's down $3.5 billion from the February forecast. The revision is driven by decreases in corn, wheat, beef, and poultry exports. Wheat exports are projected down $900 million to just $7.4 billion because of lower volumes and values, while total livestock, poultry, and dairy exports are expected to decrease by $1.2 billion. Declines in beef and poultry exports will more than offset increases in dairy exports.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You'll get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
The Nile Merit Heifer Program is a live animal scholarship where recipients receive a heifer calf to help them get a start in the beef cattle business and gain knowledge about the beef industry. Youth are encouraged to apply for the 2024 Nile Merit Heifer Program. Application deadline is June 30th. For more on the Nile Stock Show and Rodeo and to put your application in for a heifer, visit nile.org. I'm Lane Northlund.
Securing America.
President Biden delivered the commencement address at the Air Force Academy Thursday, reminding the cadets and their families of the importance of their choice to serve the nation and the world at large.
He taught them how to stand up, never bow, never bend, never yield. He inspired them to put integrity first, choose service over self.
And the president advised that the challenge of that path will only increase in the future.
We're seeing proliferating global challenges from Russia's aggression and brutality in Europe to our competition with China.
But, President Biden added, the newly commissioned Air Force and Space Force second lieutenants are up to the task ahead.
We're going to count on you to keep us at the forefront of air and space dominance, enabling an entire joint force to be stronger.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Ahead of the debt ceiling vote, we had an exclusive conversation with Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke telling us why he would be a no vote on hiking the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. You can check out that conversation and much more. Go to MontanaTalks.com, or if you download the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you'll see the write-up, and you can listen to the full audio on our Montana Talks podcast. Plus, you want to be an extra in a Tim Montana video? Well, here's your chance. Check that one out as well.
This is where Montana talks.
Raven Harrison, great to have you here on Montana Talks.
Are you kidding? I am so excited to be there. I'm so proud of Montana. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't even know about the spy balloon. Well done, Montana.
One of our guys on the radio station down the hall from us, you know, on just the top 40 music station, I think he was out having a beer on his back porch in Laurel, Montana, and he looks up and says, what is that? And then does a little story on our website about it. And meanwhile, so did the Billings Gazette photographer, Larry Mayer, and then they publish it, and we had a story, and all of a sudden, boom, they expose, you know, what's going on. They would have never told us about a spy balloon over our heads if it wasn't for, you know, guys like Michael having a beer on his back porch, right?
You got that right. I got to buy him his next beer, but that's how it's done. That is how it's done.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, with us here. Joins us once a month for kind of a monthly check-in. And by the way, the Democrats have had the same opportunity, but they don't like taking your phone calls. They just have the fake news media that will copy and paste their talking points. So why would they open up to taking phone calls from you? We are taking your phone calls, 294-0970. In fact, let's jump right into the phone lines. We got State Senator Tom McGilvery out of Billings now with us. Senator, great to hear from you.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, I want to real quickly address this debt ceiling deal or lack thereof. Just a few points that I think need to be thought about. Number one, there is no debt ceiling now. They basically have no debt ceiling until 2025, and whatever the debt is then, they renegotiate. So if you have any kind of recession or any kind of setback, the $4 trillion you've been talking about could easily be $5 or $6. So there is no ceiling. Let's get that one cleared up right away. Secondly, I want to point out here that there's no addressing of mandatory spending, like Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid. So they only addressed non-defense discretionary, which is about $700 billion of a $6 trillion budget, a couple hundred million. It's rounding errors. And I would point out, if they're not willing to address mandatory spending, in both Representative Zinke and Representative Rosendale, they spoke to the joint session of the legislature. Both of them said, we will not address mandatory spending. We will not touch it. And that's a political point. They can't for political reasons. So essentially what you have here is this business as usual. And business as usual is $500 billion in interest payments this year, roughly. But it's headed toward $1.4 trillion of interest payments by 2032. And $52 trillion of debt, $35 trillion minimum by 2025. And that's if we don't have recession or some other thing, because there's no debt limit at all right now.
Well, and I've gotten a couple emails, maybe some messages via Twitter, where people have been saying, hey, this reinforces the need for something you've been talking about, Senator McGilvery, which is the need for basically forcing a balanced budget at the federal level. We have that requirement at the Montana level. We need that at the federal level.
Absolutely, and that's my point, is that this is business as usual. Why all this panic about default? Never going to happen. What will happen and what is happening is inflation. They cannot default. That's just not a non-starter. It can't happen. So they've got to inflate their way out of these debt problems. What I'm suggesting is, if they were really serious about debt in Washington, they could propose a fiscal restraint amendment of some kind themselves. That's their solution, but none of them have the political courage or the political will to do such a thing. There might be half in Washington that will even think about a fiscal restraint amendment.
That's right.
My point is, what are we expecting here? We got what we expect, which was business as usual from Congress, a totally dysfunctional, in my opinion, practicing legislative malfeasance. And until they talk about a fiscal restraint amendment, nothing's going to change. And that's why I've supported Convention of States, because unless the states put up some roadblocks, they'll drive us right off a fiscal cliff.
Well, and that's why these congressional appropriators are so important later this fall, and hopefully they will do what they've said they're going to do and hold the line here. That's what really needs to happen. Well, Senator McGilvery, great to hear from you. Always great to get your insight. Back to Don Kaye, the chairman of the Montana GOP, for any thoughts you might have. Hey, there you go. There's a great example of these Montana lawmakers, though, on the Republican side of the aisle. Don Kaye, I mean, you got guys like Tom McGilvery, who had a career in the finance industry, who gets this stuff. A stark contrast with the community organizers on the other side of the aisle, they just want to get attention on these trash shows like The View, et cetera.
Exactly. You know, I really appreciate Senator McGilvery's insight. She's spot on. And this is what you get by electing Montana Republicans, as you mentioned, Aaron. You get seasoned people. You get business people. You get people from all walks of life, farmers, ranchers, all that kind of the spread of Montana. But when you go to the other side of the aisle, you know, they become the party of Zoe Zephyr. You know, basically, they're just about all these radical things. It's all about radicalism. It's not about helping Montanans, you know. And we can go over here to Senator Tester. You know, he's the only one of the Montana delegation to vote yes on this, to Senator McGilvery's point. And, you know, let's face it, he's backed every single one of Biden's disastrous policies that's got us where we are. You know, Tester's voted for anything Biden wanted him to do for the past 2 years. You know, inflation is up 15%. A lot of the reason is what Senator McGilvery was just talking about. Since Biden and the Democrats took over control of the Senate, their reckless spending is damaging our local economy and bankrupting middle-class Montanans. You know, I went to the store the other day, and I don't go to the grocery store. My wife does most of the time, but I was amazed. I mean, I went in there and bought two little bags of stuff, and it was like $55. middle class Montanan, make this work, and I didn't even buy very much,
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me, Aaron, what goes on, Tester has just become a shameless pay-to-play politician who rakes in millions from Washington. He plays the old Farmer John deal. But, Montanans are up to it now. They understand where Tester's coming from. Look at Tester when he goes to those SBB lobbyists and those San Francisco elites. And, he gets down on the bank one day and then takes their money the next. He's basically California's third senator.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You probably saw the video of Joe Biden taking that dramatic fall and then struggling to get back up on his own at the U.S. Air Force Academy yesterday. Evan and Belt said this on our Montana Talks app. The fall is indicative of all that Biden has done to this country. From the military point of view, when you put Austin and Millie in charge of running our great men and women that are willing to put their lives on the line to defend our great nation, and then only say that well, we don't fund the drag queens on our military bases after being pressured to do so, they have no intestinal fortitude, and this once great nation is in danger of falling just as the ruler of the free world falls in front of our airmen. Our adversaries see this and are taking full advantage of it. We need a strong leader at the helm. Again, hopefully next year we will get that. Yeah, Don Kay, I'm with Evan on this one. I think this yet another fall from Joe Biden is symbolic of the decline this country has seen under Joe Biden's presidency.
Yeah, it really has been that way. It's a Biden-Tester kind of agenda, is far left. We need to just fight back on that. We're going to have a presidential nominee. We're going to be going through that process. We need to stay close and get out there and vote in that primary. We're going to be getting the Republican nominees up and down the ballot as we go forward, taking on John Tester, taking on, in these congressional and these statewide races, and we need to get out there. And speaking of that, our Montana Officers Convention is just around the corner. The event's taken next week. We're going to be there next weekend in Missoula.
That's right. I think I'll see you there a week from tonight. Montana GOP convention taking place in Missoula. I'll look forward to seeing you there. Speaking of 2024, from the Republican standpoint, I got a message from Stephen Ballantyne yesterday and because we got a chance to talk with both Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western District and Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale from the Eastern District. And I agree with Stephen Ballantyne. He said, man, we got a great team in Congress for us back there right now with Rosendale in the Eastern District and Zinke in the Western District. But some people are wondering, will both of them run for the United States Senate to take on Tester next year? Well, if they do, you can't run for two seats at once. So that would mean both of them would have to leave these House seats wide open, which is why some people are saying, hey, maybe there's another candidate out there that can take on Tester. And then we keep that great team in the U.S. House as well.
Well, the U.S. House team that we've got is second to none. As you mentioned, Congressman Rosendale has done an awesome job. He's fought against the establishment. He's back there with Montana Values. Congressman Zinke, awesome job from the west side. He's a Montana native, Navy SEAL, knows the deal. He's been around Washington, D.C., and he kind of knows the deal. And the thing that I like about both of these guys, it's not that they want to be back there in Washington, D.C. They really just want to serve the people of Montana. And that's what you get with the Republicans. We got a deep bench. So no matter what happens, Aaron, in that situation, we've got people that can move in behind them. But I agree with you. They're superstars in the U.S. Congress.
All right. Do you see, real quickly, 15 seconds before the break here, do you see the GOP getting involved in a potential Senate primary or staying out of the way in that?
We always stay out of the way on that, Aaron. We need to let the people choose. votes. The Republican voters of Montana need to choose. They'll choose the right one, whoever it is.
All right. We'll hold it right there. Back with Don Kay right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If your taxpayers are tired of paying Joe Biden's illegal immigration bill, you can start shipping all of your illegal immigrants now, not only to New York and to D.C., and to California. Now send them to Minnesota, because Democrats in Minnesota apparently love paying for illegal immigrants. How do I know that? Under Minnesota's free tuition program, dubbed North Star Promise, illegal immigrants will have their full tuition paid if they enroll in a 2 or 4 year program with the University of Minnesota or Minnesota State Systems and come from a household with an income of 80 grand or less. Send them to Minnesota. Free college. You're doing the right thing. Governor Abbott, are you listening?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order, and they ship samples to you fast and free.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation. Plus, they're 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at NHTS
and pools.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right into the phone lines here as we talk with Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, for just a few more minutes here. And then we've got State Senator Daniel Zolnikoff and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Rick in Ronan, great to hear from you. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Well, thanks, Aaron. I wanted to add to Senator McGillivray's remarks and affirm what he said, but he made the point that he would like to see a fiscal restraint amendment. I would suggest that we have a very strong fiscal restraint amendment. It's called the 10th Amendment, and it's violated virtually every day by the Congress, and I think we need to acknowledge that, and we need to understand the complicity of the states in the violations of the 10th Amendment when they accept federal money that has no constitutional sanction. Thank you for the opportunity to comment.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And, some might consider it distracting, but I like that beeping in the background because it tells me, hey, that's a guy who's out there working for a living. And because that's our people right there. Don Kay, chairman of the Montana GOP. He's adding into what, my perspective on that is that's why I'm so glad we have the best attorney general in the country right here with Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson fighting for states' rights to rein in this lawless administration.
Exactly. Montana is a states' rights state, and the Montana Republican Party completely backed that.
All right. You mentioned the state GOP convention coming up 1 week from today. I'll see you there in Missoula. Now, this is an off-year convention because, of course, next year is the big 2024 election year where every single one of these seats practically is up for grabs, you know, from governor on down on these statewide office holders. And then both congressional seats and the U.S. Senate seat. But next week, it's the state officer elections that are kind of the key feature. You told me during the break you're going to run for one more term as chairman of the Montana GOP.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I am going to run for one more term. It's really important for us to keep the team that we have right now because we have one of the biggest races to put the cherry on the shake is to take out Senator Tester. You know, like we've been talking about, Senator Tester's been there too long, and we need somebody with Montana values. You know, he just has lost that. But, you know, some of the accomplishments that the MTGOP has proudly done, our team, is where we hold, as we talked in the break, 8 of our 9 statewide offices right now. In 2012, we had 1 of the 9. So since chairman, we've held every public service commission district is Republican. We had a supermajority last session in the House and Senate. I don't think has been done since the 50s. We've made tremendous progress because we've organized, shared a winning message, and worked together to flip Montana red. You know, and I took over as the chairman 4 years ago. I wanted to work on red printing Montana because I think our party has Montana values, and I don't believe the other party has them now. I mean, there are some in the party that do, and I invite them to come over to our party because the Montana Democrat Party is basically left Montana. So there's still work to be done, and I want to continue to build on our MTGOP success as our chairman for the next 2 years and get into this into the 24 election. I know because I have in the past 2 elections, you know, Republicans were united. This is about uniting the party, not, splitting it apart. We'll win. If we unite, we'll win our races like we have the last 2 cycles and protecting our majorities in the House and Senate and electing more Republicans up and down the
And that's right. And even though the Democrats have gone off the absolute deep end, they're doing so they can raise money, so they can pretend to be more moderate during the election cycle. So that's why we can't take it for granted. And that's why you're keeping your foot on the gas pedal. Don Kay, thanks.